Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Today I'd like to talk to you about something that comes up a lot in my work, and that is around integrity. If I was to ask you, are you a person of integrity? Most people would probably say yes, and in many areas of their life that's true. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about integrity around all things, all the time, in all places, with all people, including yourself. If there's anywhere in your life where the answer is no for that, that's going to be a place where there's going to be some trauma or some drama or some trouble, or things that you wanted to do you're not doing, things you're promising and then people are being disappointed because there's lots of expectations around it and not so many agreements. The thing I'd like to say is, if you speak something out into the world, so you say you're going to do something, do you do it? If you don't, then there's a question there with either your integrity, your ability to say no, or your over-promising and under-delivering. If we're promising things and saying we're going to do them and we don't do them, we need to look at that. There's obviously several reasons. Either we have no intention of doing it and we're saying it to not have confrontation, or for a myriad of other reasons, and or we are intending to do it and then we're not actually doing it, which means there's something more going on somewhere else. So if you want your life to truly work, you need to make a personal commitment to yourself that you'll never let a thought cross your mind or a word leave your lips that isn't something that you absolutely intend to do, and that you know, short of a dramatic incident, there is nothing that will stop you from doing it. And even then, you'll probably still do it anyway. To become someone of commitment, or to that level, not only will it be good for you and everyone else, it puts you a million light years ahead of virtually everyone else on the planet. Now I know that may sound like a strange thing to say, and it's like, if everyone does it, how can it be possible that if I'm a person of integrity, people will know I can be relied upon, they won't need to ask me twice, they won't need to check up on me, they'll know if I say you're going to do something, that you're absolutely going to do it. There's no grey area. It's like, this is it. I know, say John, I know if John says he's going to do something, he does it. And I know if there's something he has no intention of doing, he doesn't commit to it. If you start to live that way, you will put yourself so far ahead of everyone else, it will look like you're on a different planet. And then, as I said, when, you know, you may be thinking, well, if everyone does that, then everyone will just look the same. Not everyone is going to do it. And I assure you, of the people, most of them people won't be listening to my words right now, but you are listening. And the reason you're listening is because you're meant to be listening. Everyone who isn't hearing this right now is because they're not meant to. You're resonating with this message on some level, otherwise you wouldn't be able to be hearing it. When you start to live with those kind of ways of having integrity and committing to things you say and not saying things or not agreeing to things you definitely can't commit to, you move yourself up quite a few levels in life. I mean, when I say quite a few, like a lot. And anyone I've seen who does this, their entire life transforms in ways they would have presumed it would, but also in many, many ways that they had no idea were going to happen. And it's easy to do, or at least it's simple. As long as we get out of the way all the reasons we weren't doing it, and we stop talking and thinking about all the things that we promise, or letting our, you know, the social side of our personality get in the way of making good agreements, those kind of things. So overcommitting, promising things to not want to upset or offend people. All the time we do that, our life isn't going to be working too well. But as soon as we stop doing that, and as soon as we start saying, I'm going to become a person now who, when I say something, people know it means something. It not only means something to me and I feel better, but it means something to them. It's like they know I can be relied upon. They know if I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. And they know if I'm not going to do it, I won't say I'm going to do it. Once you start living there, your life will utterly transform. And either of these ways of being in the world is only down to a choice in every moment. There's actually nothing to do. All there is to do is, if there's something you fear you won't be able to commit to, there's nothing to do. You just don't agree to it. And if there is, and if it is something that you absolutely are going to commit to, there's nothing to do there either, because the decision's already made. So you just say, yes, I'm going to commit to that. And make sure you have a spend some time thinking about, what is it I'm committing to? And what is actually important? And what should I be committing to? And what should I not be committing to? Always, my sole intention with these messages is to somehow, if possible, be useful to you and to serve you in some way that may help your life. I hope this has done that, and I hope it has been a use of your time that was worthwhile to you. And I hope it finds you in a place where, A, you're receptive to it, and B, that it is actually useful to you. And if there's anything, any questions you might have about any of this, or anything you'd like to, maybe there's something in your life that you'd like me to address in a future episode, you can contact me. The link will be in the description below. Or you can search for Aaron Ellen or Aaron Ellen Coach, Men's Coach, whatever, on Google. You'll find me there. Or visit www.aaronellen.com. And please also state if you're happy for me to use your first name. If not, it will always remain anonymous. And I hope that something that I say on one of these things actually triggers something in you that just helps you to upgrade your life and to let go of some things that aren't serving you. That's always my intention. I hope that is what I'm doing here. I don't know. I can't know. I only know what I say. I can't know how it's landed or received or who hears it. But what I do hope is that somehow you find some way to find your place where you want to be, and you find a way to get there. That is always the thing I'm trying to get people to do with one-to-one work and this and other things I do. So wherever you are right now, I wish for you that you find happiness and meaning and love in your life. And I hope that you find a way to serve and experience the feeling of that, and to help others in a way that, whatever way you can, in a way that they know that it's helped them and that they feel it. And I wish you a very, very pleasant day, and I'll see you next time, and I look forward to your questions. Thank you.